What happened to the Bibles prior to the KJV, the Bishop's Bible? How many changes were done to the prior Bibles? Well, here's what happened to the Bibles before the KJV. Everybody stopped using them because the KJV was so much better. The Bishop's Bible is a great Bible. The Bishop's Bible, you know, it was not a bad version at all. It's just that it was the rough draft and the King James is the final draft. So another person asked the question, you know, what about people who want to use the Geneva, or they want to use a Tyndale, or they want to, you know, hey, if you want to use a Tyndale or a Geneva or something, I mean, it's not a horrible Bible or anything. I mean, it's a good Bible. It's not like the NIV or the ESV that are just bad, but why would you want to move backwards? Those are rough drafts. You know, Tyndale's one guy who's running for his life and he gave us an awesome rough draft. But then people came in and perfected it. And then you get the experts to come in, 54 experts to dial it in and get it perfect. Why would we want to go back to the rough draft? Even if it's not bad, even if it was a Bible that God used, you know, while they were tuning it in. I mean, what's the point in going backwards? Right?
That's actually a trend now that I've seen a lot, is just people using, like, the Geneva Bible has become like a pretty popular Bible for people to use for some reason. I think it's like a trendy thing.
And then somebody said on here, the changes that Patrick Boyle talked about happened between 1611, 1769, and 1900. And he's using a 1769 or 1900. So even by his own standard, he's using a corrupted version. LOL, am I right? And you're absolutely right, because Michael Johnson got up and said, you can't change the spellings. Well, then how do you explain the fact that the King James Bible that Michael Johnson's using is not spelled the same way as the 1611 edition? It doesn't have the same punctuation as the 1611 edition. It doesn't have the same capitalization as the 1611 edition. And it does make spelling changes, like it changes, you know, dids. You'll have changes like didst versus didst. You know, like D-I-D-S-T versus D-I-D-D-E-S-T. According to them, that's a corruption of God's word to change that kind of stuff. So, yeah, you know, if they're going to be that superstitious about spellings and the TH can't become an S, then, yeah, that wouldn't even make sense to use a 1769 then. And the thing is, you know, Brother Mejia, you speak Spanish and you know that the TH and the S sound get changed around all the time. If you ever listen to someone from Spain, don't they pronounce every S like a TH in Spain?
Yeah. Yep. Spain or even Argentina.
Demonstrate that. Demonstrate some Spanish with that TH sound.
Put me on the spot. Let me think. I gotta switch my brain to Spanish mode.
Like if something's dirty, it'd be sucio.
Yeah, they say sucio. Yeah. Yeah. Sucio. What's another word?
Whereas you would say sucio.
Right.
They would say sucio.
Right.
You know, or salvados,
mm-hmm,
instead of salvados. So can't you see how the TH and the S could kind of swap over time in English, where like a TH could become an S in English just over time?
Well, just look at Mike Tyson. That should tell you enough right there that you can go from an S to a TH.
and not only that,
hey, you don't even have to go to Spanish for that. Just stay in English and go to Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Go from a Y sound to a J sound. Like you've heard people speak Spanish and they say like Joe Soy.
Yeah.
Joe Soy.
That's like Argentinians as well. Yep.
Everybody, I thought J was, you know, does this new construct and no one ever made that sound ever.
Well, hey, I mean, even like people who speak Spanish and they try to say yes in English.
Jess. I've heard them say Jess.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, so, you know, people freak out about Jesus starting with a J, whereas if you look at the 1611 edition, it starts with an I. It's I-E-S-U-S or even I-E-S-V-S.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still being pronounced like a J back then. But here's the thing, you know, that's going to change over time, or like Yehovah versus Jehovah. People get all hung up on Jehovah versus Yehovah, but at the end of the day, the J and the Y sound are almost, your mouth is in almost the exact same position when you say Yeh, Jeh, And of course, Spanish is a perfect example where both of those get swapped and THs and S's get swapped. It's just the way language works. Language evolves. You can't stop it from evolving. It's evolving right now, and cannot stop it from evolving. And
some languages don't have the same amount of synonyms as other languages. Like in Spanish, it's only eterno. You don't have everlasting and eternal. You just have eterno. And then, you know, in English, you have, you know, just and righteous, whereas in Spanish, you only have justo. There's only one word for that. We don't necessarily have a word righteous. The word righteous would be justo, just like justice. So,
yeah. And, you know, going back to the name of Jesus too, you know, in Greek, it could be Jesus, it could be Izun, it could be Izu, depending on how it's used in the sentence. So people get stuck on this whole idea of like, well, it's got to be those letters and that. It's like, well, in Greek,
it would have a hard
time. It's not the same number of letters in depending on the sentence.
Yeah. It's like superstition. Yeah. Like it's a magic word, like superstition. Instead of being in the name Jesus, has power, whether you say Jesus or Jesus or Jesus, right? I mean,
yeah,
superstitious. What were we going to say, Brother Mia?
Oh, no, I was saying that they would have a hard time just reading through the Greek New Testament because the Greek New Testament changes the spelling of names all the time because of the case endings and all that. So it's everything's constantly changing.